said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me.
Man is the pool of unlimited consciousness. He is the condensed energy, unlimited energy. The goal is to unleash this energy. The energy is hidden. The energy is blocked. The energy is covered. The goal is to decipher, to discover, to rediscover this energy. The unlimited, the unbound energy which is within us, which is masked by so many layers. The pranic journey is the flowering of human consciousness. It's a journey into unlimited freedom, and which is our nature. It is the journey to become double light. It is a journey of becoming liberated here and now. As Baba said in yesterday's Murli, angelic stage. What is that angelic stage? Where the angelic body is activated. The body is light and the mind is light, double light. When we are in the flying stage, when there is no burden. What is the cause of burden? Baba said, think, check. What is the reason and what is the solution? Solution Baba has given multiple times. And yesterday also he said, revise and realize. Give blessings. Take blessings. Apply three dots. We have heard such points multiple times. Strong resolve. Everything is so connected. What is the burden? Poach. What is it that is making the soul heavy? What is it that is not allowing it to attain the full consciousness, full freedom? Liberation in life. It is not the liberation in life, Jivan Mukti of Golden Age. It is the liberation in life of Confluence Age. Revise, realize, put three dots, give blessings, take blessings, think of your fortune, plan, do it at least for 7 days, begin with 1 day. If 1 day you can do, you can also do it for 7 days. That could be anything. When you master 1 day, second day you are more confident. Third day your confidence increases. Fourth day all the more. And when you fail on day one, on day two you are less confident. On day three you are more and more diffident. On day four you don't want to try it. Day fifth you give it up. And day sixth you are depressed. The crux is to become angel. And it is not just theory. It is to experience it here and now. But have we ever experienced the angelic state? Or we are just lost in theory, in repetitions, in parrot-like repetitions, in affirmations only that I am angel, I am double light angel, I am in the flying stage, I am free from all the burdens and I am attaining liberation in life here. I am point, Baba is point and the drama, I put full stop. All this is merely a theory or something practical. Do I have to read everything and revise it, then only I can experience it, or I experience it even without reading or revising? We have been taught to love everyone. Yesterday also, in Sakar, Murli Baba said, have mercy for your brothers and sisters. This is your occupation, to make impure ones pure. But before I love others, before I serve others, there is one person whom I have neglected for long. And that person is the center of the universe. And who is that? I myself. F L Y. If I want to fly, I must learn to first love yourself. First love yourself. What does it mean when I say that? First love yourself. I have to first of all understand that I am the most important person. Why I have to love myself first? Because nobody can understand me better than myself. Who will understand my emotions better than me? Who will understand my thoughts better than me? Who will understand my past better than me? Who will understand my weaknesses better than me? Who will understand my specialities better than me? Baba does understand. But even before he understands, let me understand myself. Yesterday Baba said, you have not searched me, I searched you. And if I am searching you, if I have searched you, you must be having something. Without speciality, I will not pick up anywhere. Again and again Jesus says to his disciples that you have not searched me. I have picked you up from this world, for you do not belong to this world. You belong to me for my work, for my Father's work. That's why I have chosen you. So also we are God chosen, God selected and God elected souls. God has made our election into his sabha, into his meeting hall. We are God chosen. He chose us from this world. That means there were many others available. Many had come for interview. But you had the desired qualifications. Your CV was up to the mark. And he was quite impressed by your bio data. So you are chosen from the crowd of this world. You are selected by him. He selected you. You fulfilled all the criteria which was in his book. So he has selected us, chosen us. He loved us. He knew all our specialities and he knew all my weaknesses. But even before that, now I have to love myself first. And again the question comes, why I should love myself first? And the answer is, I have to love myself first. And the answer is, because I deserve to be loved first. And why I have to love first? Because I have no other option. Why I have to love myself first? Because if I don't love myself, I cannot love others. If I am filled with self-hatred and self-loathing, how can I love others? Love is an energy. Love is virtue, love is power. We know that. But more than that, love is the energy in action. You know, one experiment which all of you can do, which all of us can do, is to imagine that in my chest there is a heart. Okay? So this is a heart and it is filled with light. This is a heart and it is filled with light. The moment you interact with anyone, the light is moving out and entering that person. It is the light of love. It is the golden light. The moment I interact with anyone, something is moving out from here. I have not spoken with that person. I need not to also. Or rather, it is not needed. They are strangers. Anybody. Or you can imagine, this is your heart which is filled with golden lights and there are butterflies around that heart. And the moment you come across with anyone, those butterflies move out and they sit on that person's heart. And they carry the message of love, the unspoken love, the wordless love, the speechless love, the silent love. We are beings of love. We are energy beings. Why I have to love myself? If others don't love me, should I not love myself? Why I have to love myself? Because I don't want to suffer. I am born to enjoy. I am born to rejoice. I am born to sing and dance. The existence is rich. Why I should be a poor person? There is opulence, so much richness in the kingdom of God. Why I should become a beggar? Yesterday's Murli Baba said, you should be proud. Who is your father? He is the father. He is the teacher. Who is the Sadguru? Look at those worldly persons. For a single mantra, they have to strive so hard. And here, you have got treasures, you have got mine. Every day you get blessing. Inheritance from the father. Teachings, study from the teacher. And blessings from your preceptor, your Sadguru. FLY, first love yourself means self-care. FLY, first love yourself means self-compassion. Self-prioritization. Self-importance. Self-appreciation. Self-respect. Self-worth. Self-esteem. It is not about becoming selfish. Self-love is not about becoming selfish. Rather, it is the utter selflessness. Because unless and until you love yourself, how can you love the world? Unless and until the seed of love grows and becomes the blooming flower in your heart, how can you spread the fragrance of that love to others? Self-love is a self-understanding. Self-love is self-acceptance. I accept myself in spite of the fault, in spite of the fact that I have committed a number of mistakes, blunders, crimes. I know about my weaknesses. And there were weak moments in my life where I was forced. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, what are you, majboot or majboor? Raise hands. Strong or someone who is under compulsion? You are not weak. You are powerful. I am unstoppable. I am invincible. I am unconquerable. I win every single game. I am so powerful. I am a Porsche without brakes. The car is going now, there is no brakes. Nobody can stop me. It is self-care, self-compassion. It is self-protection. It is self-love that makes me move forward. Self-improvement. And when these all things are there, now I don't want myself to fall down. I cannot suffer from self-guilt, inferiority or superiority. The goal is now to self-training, self-discipline, self-observing, self-churning, self-reflection. I train myself to rise up. I discipline myself to move up. I reflect on myself. Self-introspection and self-retrospection. I look within and look back what I have achieved and what I have to do. So, self-love has got so many dimensions. Others don't love me, does that mean that I am worthless? Others hate me, does that mean that I am worthless? Others do not understand my feelings and my emotions. They misunderstand and misinterpret and distort. Does that mean that I am not a worthy person? So when I say FLY, what does it mean again? Fly, self, first love yourself. In addition to all these things, now if I love myself, the first thing that comes to my mind is I have to love this body. Love this body and love this mind or soul or spirit, whatever you call. To love this body means I don't want it to suffer. To love this body means I love my stomach. I don't want it to suffer. It's a small plastic bag. You want to make it an almari. You want to make it a mine which is overloaded. Overloaded stomach is overloaded mind. Unload it. The gun is loaded. Unload it. To love this body means to love stomach. To love this body means to love your intestines. To love this body is to love the lungs. To love the body is to love the heart. To love the body is to love the brain. To love the body is to love your joints. To love the body is to love your teeth. To love your eyes. To love your ears. To love each and every organ. What is the need of this body? I need to understand. I do injustice and violence to the body when I overload it. I do injustice to this body when I feed it with all those substances which are not needed, which I overload it. The lighter the nutrition, the healthier the body becomes. The lighter the food, the powerful the body becomes. At present, it is loaded with so many things. It needs so little, and what are you giving it? In fact, it doesn't need anything. The presence of the soul is enough for it to survive. But this is far-fetched. The five elements are enough to sustain it. But then we are addicted. Okay. So you have got all the life substances. They are enough to sustain it. But then you don't feel satisfied. You want everything to be filled with salt, spices, sugar, saturated, unsaturated fat, and most important, spark, fire. Unless and until it is put to fire, you don't want to eat. You don't find it tasty because you have acquired an artificial taste. You do not really know what is the taste of vegetables because your taste has been kidnapped by your salt and your spices and by your oils. You really do not know what is the taste of carrot because you convert it into halwa. You really do not know what is the taste of vegetables because you convert it into sabjis. Body has to work so hard to get rid of all these extraneous substances which are not needed. Baba said yesterday, try for one day and then extend it for 1 week. That was for this. Body is liquid. We are beings of liquid. Rather, we are beings of gas. So when you put solid, body has to work so hard to convert it into liquid and then into gases. This is an extra work. If not this directly, at least you can begin with liquids and then see the flow of energy within you. Just go on pure liquids for one day, 24 hours. And then see what happens. What is the level of consciousness? What is the level of angelic body? How do you feel it? There is so much lightness. What Baba said yesterday, you will feel double light. You will be flying. There will be no burden. You will have liberation of life here. And you will be able to consider yourself as a point, apply a point, remember the point and put a point. And you will be able to give blessing to everybody and take the blessing. You will be able to realize, revise and realize. These are all the points of yesterday's Mutli. These points is the result of doing this. Because you are directly working on the body. And when body is affected, your mind cannot be spared. Suddenly, why to make a change, shift in this diet? The most important thing is, it is not about becoming healthy alone. Because you need a very clear mind to tackle the different situations which come in your life. Because situations are growing adverse and adverse, more and more difficult situations. And you need a very stable mind to think about these situations and to come to a solution. Yesterday Baba said, what is Karan and what is Nivaran? Think about that. Why this burden? Why this stress? Why this heaviness? Think. For that thinking, you need a lighter nourishment. With that processed and with that cooked, your mind becomes hazy and dull and you want to sleep. You want something that will make the mind lighter so that you can focus on these situations which came in front of you and you can think of the solution. That reason. One more reason. Another. There is, and you are here at present, and about 10 years back or 5 years back or 15 years back, 20 years back, there is some emotional trauma that has happened in life. And it is so deep. You have tried all your spiritual methods to get rid of that emotional pain. But you are finding it difficult to get rid of that emotional pain. At this point of trying, try to change the diet. And you will come to sudden realization that the hold of this pain or memory has suddenly become loose, has slackened. So it is not about becoming healthy and getting rid of some diseases and reducing the number of drugs you are consuming. It is something higher. Because food becomes mind. Gut is your second brain. It is retaining memories. Like an antenna, it catches. Water retains memories that you have seen. Dr. Imato Masro, he did so many experiments. Messages from Water, that is his book. Water retains memory. If you send a thought to the matter, water, the water will retain that thought. So, your gut is carrying your emotional memories. So, when you walk here, you are not walking here, you are walking here. It is not physical detox, it is psychological detox, it is spiritual detox. So, love your body means to feed it with lighter nutrition. Lighter and lighter and lighter, and keep on experimenting. Don't say that I give up this from today. Otherwise, it will cause huge psychological stress and disturbance. Say, let me try this. Never say that. From today onwards, I will never eat this. You are eating sugar? Fine, keep on eating. Just let me try one day sugar free. Let me try. Every day you are eating oil. Let me see, zero oil today. Every day you eat so much salt. Let me try zero salt today. Every day you are drinking tea and coffees. Let me go without them today. Every day you want something hot. The desire to take something hot. This is also an addiction. Now you want hot or cold? Both. They both are not natural. You want things to be kept in fridge. Then only you feel they are tasty. Or you want something to be served hot. Why? Cows and animals, do they keep fridge? Or do they recook? Never. And how healthy they are. And man knows everything about human body and so much science and yet so many diseases. They don't have much hospitals. They are having hospitals because you are feeding them your food. That's why they are unhealthy. They are sick. You are feeding your dogs your biscuits. Otherwise, they were healthy earlier. You are feeding them your plastics. That's why they have become unhealthy now. Otherwise, they were so healthy once upon a time. Yesterday's Murli. Satyug had natural lifestyle. Yesterday's Murli. Read it. Yesterday was a Bridarian Murli. You know that? Every word of it. Yesterday's Murli Baba, which was not shown here, Baba was talking with Manorindra Dadi. The same Murli, extension of that Murli, complete Murli. Dadi had kidney stones. So Baba is saying, keep moving. Don't sit at one place. Movement means exercise. And these will keep on coming and going. Don't worry about them. It's body. You keep moving. Don't think of diseases. Baba said, don't think of sickness. Think of your childhood memories. So he is diversion therapy. There's a moving out. So love yourself means love your body. Second is love yourself means love your mind. Keep away from all those things, all those persons who make you feel sick. Keep away from such people who are toxic. Keep away from those people who make you feel worthless. Avoid such persons, places, those places who remind you of your past mistakes. Don't keep away from persons, places and things, because things are associated with memories. If I see this duster, suddenly I am reminded of the person who used to hate me and who had hit me with this duster once. So keep away from this duster. Persons, places and things. No need to associate it with them, because you have to love yourself now. So why you want to associate with these things? Memories, thoughts, toxic thoughts, emotions. Keep away from toxic emotions. Keep away from toxic thoughts. Have elevated thoughts. New thoughts. Take thoughts from the Murli. Churn each and every Murli to such an extent that Murli and your thought become one. The thoughts of God and thoughts of yours, they become one. His thoughts and your thought become one. His emotions and your emotions become one. His teachings and your understanding become one. So churn Murli to that level, to that extent. Don't just keep on reading it like a parrot. Yeah, Baba said, first understand, read it, reread it, then churn it, then remember it, okay, then commit it to heart, then close all this and try to recall it. And now, in the stages of deeper yoga, try to bring those points here. And then go out in the nature and sit over some rock or in mountains, near river or near ocean. And move away from the body and let the words of the Murli become formless and let them travel in the universe. And churn that Murli in that bodiless stage in the vicinity of nature. And the new thoughts will come. And the new thoughts will enter. And new understanding will come of the same Murli point. That is the method. That is the way. So, this is self-actualization. So, rise up such a wings of fire for your desire that you rise ahead. As you fly high, leave the words by. That you rise and shine such a wings of fire. Take your strides, resolve the stars, feel height. Let the words walk by if you do believe in and keep the faith deeper. The mountains, the biggest mountain you shall climb. Such a wings of fire. Go ahead and move ahead. You par laga ye asma niche reh jaye. The sky is below and you move above. Jo tu ude to jaha piche reh jaye. This world is left behind. You par laga ye asma niche reh jaye. So walk and move ahead. This is your greatest love. You deserve to be loved. I love myself means I cannot see myself suffering. I have to move ahead. And when I move ahead, I become example for others. And that is the greatest service. So, FLY. First, love yourself. Love your body. Love your soul. Om Shanti.
Tvameva mata chapita tvameva. Tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva. Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva. Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive.